It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg each and every Tuesday, and today's no exception. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's good to see you.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and visiting with us. And you bring us guests, and
yes,
we talk about the nonprofit world here in our area. And who'd you bring?
Yes, I'm so excited today to have two guests from the YMCA of Central Virginia. There's a lot of programming going on there right now, and so we have two people here to tell us about it. We have Kelly Knapp and Misty Spitzer to talk about all the cool things that are going on over in the summer program, teen programming, and just really excited about some of the new things that they're rolling out.
And can I just tell you, having things for the kids to do over the summer, there's all kinds of statistics and all kinds of things that that demonstrate how much better these kids are, how much better off they are, and how much smarter, and the retention, the learning retention, and all that. But you know, from a parent standpoint, it is absolutely positively wonderful to have things for them to do. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Let's...
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Kelly Knapp with the YMCA of Central Virginia, and
Hi, Kelly.
The Director of Youth Educational Programs. So what I'd like to talk about today is we are starting a Teen Scholar Academy at our downtown YMCA.
Nice.
Working with G. Grooms, who is the director of the Teen Center and Outreach Program there. And what we're doing is looking to bring in 30 students this summer who need some extra assistance with reading and math skills. And like you referenced, you know, part of our programming is to provide an impactful program for our youth in the local community. And we're trying to bridge these achievement gaps through a summer program. Our program is a four-week program, and it is running June 17th through July 19th. We're looking to identify middle school students in particular in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade with our program.
Okay. About how many kids do you need for the program, or do you have space for?
We have lots of openings, so we need at least, you know, another 15, 20 students to please apply to our program. What's really great about the program is it addresses the entire student. We're not just only doing an academic component. We're going to be doing enrichment activities throughout the summer with them, like some STEAM activities, art. We're really going to focus in on building leadership skills, because we know how important that is over the summer, and you know, for them to take with them to be lifelong learners.
Absolutely. Now, is this a full day program?
Yes, sir. It's running 9:30 to 3 o'clock. So it is an all-day program. We do have very limited transportation provided, but we are providing meals for the students as well this summer. And it's no cost to the students. All this funding comes from the generosity of our community.
It's great.
You know, and the meal part of that is not to be underestimated, because in the summertime, we know that a lot of students don't get to eat as well as they might.
Yeah.
And, so that's a beautiful part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Where is this program taking place?
So the program is going to be held at our downtown YMCA on Church Street at our Teen Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, very, very cool. How do folks learn more, and how do they sign up for this?
So to sign up, they could either contact myself, which is Kelly Knapp at ymcacva.org, or G. Grooms, and that's G-E-E Grooms, at ymcacva.org as well. They could also call any of the local YMCAs and ask to be directed to myself or G.
Now, is your last name spelled K-N-A-P-P?
That is correct. Good. Yes, sir.
Right.
Good to know. The silent K.
Very good to know.
And we'll route all of this through our Thursday newsletter that goes out to all of our local nonprofit partners, and then they can link to find more information as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can always visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and search YMCA of Central Virginia. Search for any of the area nonprofits to learn more. Misty.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Tick or two since you paid us a visit. So how are things going on?
We're great. Very busy. Super thrilled about all of the like outreach type programs like Kelly's mentioning. I especially love this program because it mirrors the Power Scholars Academy, which I know a lot of the viewers are probably pretty familiar with. I think we're in our 8th, 9th year on that one. Yeah. So yeah, and it's good because it does give the teens something to do. And I think it's going to be very similar in the way that we talk about the Power Scholars Academy for the elementary kids. It's really like a day of summer camp. They don't even realize that they're learning, but they gain so much more than they just could have ever thought possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. We of course have summer camp opportunities at the Y. We have our full day summer camp, which I have just heard is already full. Wow. No pun intended.
Well, okay, so that's a testimony.
Yeah,
right
it really is. Yeah,
because here we are in mid-May now. Yeah. Everybody's scrambling. All the parents are realizing because LCS got out 1 week early,
right.
And all the parents are scrambling, going, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?"
Yeah,
and that's what I like to say about why summer programs, whether it's the summer day camp or the Power Scholars Academy or teen programs, is that the why really works to make sure parents can work without worry, because mm-hmm. there's so many, you know, we have dual income households or grandparents raising children or single moms, single dads, and the kids really need somewhere to go. You know, we don't want our kids just sitting around and not gaining and losing. So it's really important for them to have those opportunities.
You know, a lot of us, I think, fall into the trap of just thinking of the Y as a place to go and work out or swim or shoot hoops or something like that. But the programming is truly amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, especially for kids.
I always say the Y isn't a gym. We have a gym, but we aren't a gym.
It's
right?
way
we have
more
a wonderful
way
gym.
More
we have
that.
Beautiful gyms, but we aren't a gym. So yes, yeah, so the summer day camp is full right now, but we have some mini camps that, and these are all on the website, so ymcacva.org, but we have mini camps that are like a couple hours during the day, so if you don't want to do a full day opportunity, you can head out to Jamerson, and they're doing like a soccer camp, a flag football camp, a basketball camp, and the one that I think is really cool, because you know, those are all very typical, right? Just your sports, but they're doing CrossFit kids camps this summer.
Wow. How about
that? There are three different weeks of that. And the CrossFit program for the kids, and they have a CrossFit kids program as well that runs mm-hmm. throughout the year too. And that's really cool, teaching the kids how to be nice. So healthy and strong, you know, at a very young age.
Yeah, because we all worry about kids kind of sitting yes. around spending too much time on their devices
yes.
and things, and getting
yeah.
them to
Absolutely.
Move yeah. is huge. So that's great.
Well, wow. Missy, tell us about, now we talked about the learning loss
yes.
over the summer months, and how your programs have helped to turn that around mm-hmm. For kids. Tell us a little bit about that.
I can tell you, but actually Kelly's the expert in that.
Okay.
So I've been the deliverer of the information for a very long
uh-huh.
time, but
yeah.
she is in the thick of it. So I would love for her to share that.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly, tell us about that.
So typically during a summer, on average, students lose about 6 months of instructional pieces.
Wow.
So it's pretty profound when, you know, they're out of school and like you said, how they're yeah. spending their time. A lot of students might not take the initiative to continue their learning over the summer,
sure.
or parents might not have that time to put in at that. So what we're finding is with our Power Scholars program, is that we are bridging that learning loss, and students are actually making academic gains. Last summer, on average, when we served 730 students in the community, there was a 3-month gain in reading and over a 3-month gain in math instruction.
Tremendous.
So
wow.
it's definitely impactful because, excuse me, we're targeting these students' skill deficits. We do a pre-assessment and a post-assessment to determine our gains. So we know we're making a difference. And these kids are going into school the following school year more confident in their abilities. They know that, you know, even if they struggle, that there's something that they can do to get themselves back on track. So, you know, it gives them hope and inspiration. And that's what we're here for, is to continue that impact with our youth and our local community.
Well, it's tremendous.
Yeah. And there's no charge, right?
It's
like that's
incredible.
Like, how amazing is that? Like
yeah.
food, education, all day, no charge.
Well, I love the fact that it's not only measurable, but that you do measure it
yes.
and you can uh-huh. say,
yes.
you can really tell what the impact
yes.
is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's really important. Yeah. So yeah, and then of course Lacey Days are coming up. We have some new things added on to that.
Well, let's talk about that.
So the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, say that three times fast.
I will.
We are going into our fourth summer. Can you believe that? Fourth summer?
Wow. That's awesome.
Crazy. Like, it would just feels like yesterday we were all just sitting around the table going, what can we do? And now we have so much that we're doing. We started out with, I say we, it's just a collaborative of different nonprofits and community serving organizations, Lynchburg Parks and Rec, Nat Marshall, who is really the brainchild of it. He, you know, works at BWXT, and he's just in BWXT. They're just great supporters in the community. University of Lynchburg has played a huge role in all of it. Of course, the YMCA, United Way, lots of different organizations.
Community Foundation.
So many have come together. But it started as a very simple idea of let's just create a free day for kids to come and play and experience organized sports that maybe they weren't experiencing at the time, right? Yeah. Because post-COVID, they just weren't moving their bodies the way that they were before. And it's evolved to multiple play days a year. And that's several hours of, like I said, different organized sports that the kids participate in. They get, you know, lunch, they get snacks, there are giveaways, lots of different things that they do. But from, you know, the Unity Walk that we do downtown every year is now driven by Lacey. There are a couple of different things that that are added on this summer that I'll talk about. But the play day is going to be held at, again, thank you, University of Lynchburg, out at University of Lynchburg. Dr. Allison is so gracious to let us have that space. And it starts, registration is going to begin at 9 a.m. This is on June the 22nd. And the day is going to consist of kind of a rotation. So the kids are put into groups by ages, and they'll do football, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, and sand volleyball, I think, are what we have on the roster for this year so far. Again, they get lunch. We'll be out there with our bus, our Y bus that you see me trying to drive around town. I say that very seriously. And we'll have snow cones. And the more the merrier. There's not like a big cap on this. We really just try to get as many kids out there as we can. I think last year we had like 160 kids out there that day. Transportation for those that are within the city limits can be provided. Mm-hmm. There's a registration form that we really would prefer for people to use. That way, if there are registration requests, or we can get t-shirt sizes because all the kids get t-shirts for the day, you would go to lacy.org. It's L-A-Y-S-I. Some people pronounce it lazy, and I tell them not to say it like that because that's what we're combating.
Yeah.
I really like to enunciate that S, right, the S. I'm like Lacey. But visit the website lacy.org, and right at the top there's a banner that talks about the summer events, and if you click on that you'll see all of the events that are coming.
Just watching these kids go through the cafeteria at University of Lynchburg is really wild.
They get to eat in the cafeteria at the University of Lynchburg. And again, like just introducing kids to higher education through a fun
exposure
event, right? Like they may not have ever had that experience or even realized that it was there,
or
right?
Anything.
Like,
and
that's, it's really cool that they're like, they're at the college and they're eating lunch.
And the facilities, the athletic facilities are so incredible. I mean, what a great aspirational view for a child to be able to play on those fields and say, oh man, I want to shoot for this, you know, it's great.
Yeah. And then we have two more events that have just been added. One, I was actually just given the information yesterday, and I don't have all of the info. I have the specific date, but it's Mayor Reed has really wanted to find things for young people to do in the community. She's been very good about that. And so there's going to be a Mayor's Midnight Basketball Series. That is coming up. There are going to be three Friday evenings, and they are going to be popping up on my phone in just a second. They're going to be at the
the Armory?
The Armory down here.
City
yes,
Armory.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The City Armory, and it is ages 16 to 22, three Friday nights, the 14th, the 22nd, and the 28th.
Okay.
Space is limited on this one, so you do want to pre-register.
Yeah.
And it's from like 10 p.m. until midnight. and you're coming to play basketball, you can bring all your friends or just bring yourself.
That's great.
And they're going to have basketball, and then there's going to be a flag football jamboree at the City Stadium on June the 1st. And Luther Matty, we love Luther,
is amazing.
Real involved in that. And I think that's when one is limited to 120 kids. And all of this is, again, no charge for any of it.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Fantastic.
And we'll consolidate all of that, all those hyperlinks, into one article that we can put on Share Greater Lynchburg, and you guys can find all those links from there. Mm-hmm. So just to make it easy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. And Megan from Share, tell us what's going on with your organization.
Yeah, just in line with this, we have a summer camps and youth programming page, a landing page on our site that's consolidated all of our nonprofit partner camps in one place, so you can just hyperlink off of that to get to the camps in the summer. So starting on Thursday, we'll have that as the banner at the top of the page, so you can easily find your way to the different camps. Some have filled up, like the one we just learned about.
Yeah.
But you know, it's noted if they have, and if they have scholarships. A few years ago, we found out that there were some camps that were either free or had great scholarships that were going unused spots.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And thinking that there's children at home that are, you know, don't have enrichment over the summer, and there's these spots that are not being used. That's when we sort of leaned in and said, let's create this landing page and consolidate these resources
awesome.
In one spot.
Yeah.
So it's a summer camps and youth program page on sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And so otherwise, the foundation is just doing a lot of scholarship presentations this week and next, as we prepare for graduations, and really excited about visiting all of our area high schools in the region to present those scholarships. And today we have a lunch and learn over at Habitat Restore to learn about the Greater Lynchburg Habitat for Humanity. We have about 16 people coming over to have lunch and dive deeper into the work of that organization. So look forward to seeing y'all out there soon.
It's tremendous. 176 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization, here's the best part. It's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resource for you and your organization. It's a resource for folks who want to volunteer or who want to donate and need to find an organization that is maybe near and dear to their hearts. You can do that just by going to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for taking time today. Busy summer.
Yeah,
it was
lining up already. Is tremendous. So we appreciate your time. Thank you, Megan, for coming out and bringing us great guests each and every Tuesday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Bill, for chiming in.
Okay.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.